and welcome to the Horizon Church podcast. Horizon Church is a Christ-centered, word-based, spirit-led church based in Sydney, Sutherland Shire. We are so happy to bring this week's message to you. And on behalf of our pastors, Brad and Ali Bonholm, and the Horizon Church team, we pray it's a blessing to you.
All right, everybody who's pumped to be in church. Can tell you are, I am too. And hey, just quickly, Andrew and Dell Evans, that is a big deal that they are with us next week. Honestly, proper, a man and woman of God who has shaped our faith and our experience of church in our nation. Next week, we are honestly under heroes of our faith, you know, generals in the church. So please be here, not just to hear what they have to say, but just to receive and to catch something from them. Because, you know, our generation and what God's doing right now needs what God did through people like this to happen in us. So how cool is that, right? Man, that's awesome. How good is our church? I was just like, that thing just kept going, and every single event that came up, it's like, that's the best. Oh, that's the best. No, that's the best. Oh, that's the best, right? It just got better and better, but there is plenty going on, and plenty that's always going on. Just this weekend, incidentally, we had our amazing young adult good nights on Friday, and these nights are awesome, and I love it because there's people in the room that have never met God. They don't know Jesus. They've never experienced the power of God, and they're giving their lives to Him. I know one young man who made a first-time decision on Friday who has just begun a relationship with God. I'm telling you, I love what's happening in our young adult ministry right now. Where's the young adults at? There you go. And our next Good Nights is on August 3, and I've got a friend coming all the way out from Adelaide called Sam Long. It is going to be an epic night, so put it in your diary. It's going to be good fun. And talking about some things that are going on, is it okay if I just give you a few quick announcements and a quick heads up on some very important stuff before we jump into the Word? And one of those very exciting things is our youth camp coming up. Yeah! In just 1 week's time, and what I wanted to do tonight, you could tell they were pumped when they were cheering when the things went on the screen and whatnot. What I wanted to do tonight, though, was to talk to all the adults in the room. Do you know, my life was proper changed at a youth camp. My life was interrupted by God, and He told me to go and reach my school. And that was where so many of my friends got saved because of what happened on a youth camp, right? And I'm so grateful for youth camp in my life. And I was a youth pastor for many years. Once a youth pastor, always a youth pastor. And seeing the lives of people change on these youth camps makes you realize every single person that's going to youth camp in a week's time, their lives will be changed. But what's key is that they're on it. Now, the truth is that there's kids that are youth that can't afford this, people that don't have the resources or finances. And this is where we as a church come up with the goods and we say, no kid, no youth, no student, no one will miss out because of money. I will find a way. And what I love is this, right? Our youth leaders are already buying regos for their, you know, their students and whatnot. And I'm telling you, these guys are university students working part-time jobs, and they are so passionate that they will give to this. And I'm telling you, church, we need to rise, and we need to actually go out there after the service to the camp desk and pay for a student to get registered, or partial payment. You might not be able to pay a full payment, but you could put $100 down. You could put $50 down. Please do something tonight. Let's see all of our young people at camp. Sound good? Fantastic. And of course, Jackson mentioned it, but it's our all-in Sunday. Our kids are in the room and our kids team are in the room. I think we should just honor our kids team. Give it up for those guys. And Heroes Academy this coming Tuesday has just exploded. We have got hundreds, over 300 kids registered for that, and many more that will come across the line. Almost 100 volunteers helping make it happen. So be praying for our kids team this Tuesday, because who knows? That's a lot of kids to look after, and they need God's help, which is cool. But tonight I'm very excited to share the Word. I'm always pumped to share the Word, but as a pastor, as a person who preaches and prepares messages, you always go, you pray, you fast, you ask God, what is the Word you have to share with your church? And there's always an element of faith where you're like, I've got this. I feel like it's what God's saying. I really hope this is what God wants to deliver. And you go out and you give it with faith, right? But this morning, Pastor Christy gets up and she starts preaching. She starts preaching, and then she turns to this scripture, and I'm like, that's the scripture I'm going to be using tonight. Then she starts sharing the Word, and I'm like, Pastor Christy, this is like hand in glove with what God spoke to me about for our church on Sunday night. So every now and again, you get one of those little Holy Spirit just encouragement nudges that just like, hey, you're on the right track. And so me and Christy sort of high-fived each other and are like, yes, we're hearing from God. How cool is that? We're real pastors. That's legit, right? And it's fun. And so I, as well as Christy this morning, I also will be sharing out of John chapter 4. And it's an incredible chapter. Like, the whole thing is incredible. Honestly, if we had the time, I'd just sit here and read it, like, from beginning to end. But there is so much in it. It's basically a story. It begins with this story where Jesus is in one place and he says, I have to go to Galilee. And he says, it says that now he had to go through Samaria. And so he goes to this place. On the way, they stop at a well. They're hungry, so the disciples go get some food. While they're away, a woman, middle of the day, who is avoiding people from her community, comes in the middle of the day to this well. And she goes up to the well to get her water. And Jesus asks her, would you give me a drink? And this conversation sort of begins from that point with Jesus and this lady, because she's a bit shocked. She's like, well, first of all, I'm a Samaritan and I'm a woman. This is so unusual for a Jewish man, especially a rabbi, to be speaking. And to ask for a drink. Do you know, if Jesus took that cup in the context of the day and in Jewish sort of law, he would have become ceremonially unclean by drinking from the vessel that she handed him. So she's just sort of like, wait a second, this doesn't quite add up. And Jesus uses that, as Christy preached this morning, as an inroad to a conversation, not about surface level things, but about the deepest heart things that were going on with this woman. And they had this great conversation. She was searching. She wanted to know God. And he says, you know what? You will know God. You will worship him. And people, no matter where they are, can worship him in spirit and in truth. And basically, this lady's life is so impacted that she leaves her pot that she was getting water out with, and she runs back into the city, the place that she was avoiding, and starts telling everyone to come and meet this guy, Jesus, because you need to hear from him. And Jesus says to her, you know what? The Messiah that you've been talking about, I am he. There is seriously so much in this scripture that you can get out of it. And eventually the disciples come back and Jesus is sitting there and they're like, Jesus, here's some food. He goes, I'm not hungry. And they're like, they said that amongst themselves, they're like, did he have food that we didn't know about? Like, was he stashing some hamburgers in his pocket or something like that? Like, what is going on? And Jesus says, no, my food is to do the will of my Father. And because he helped this lady, he himself was rejuvenated. It's an incredible chapter. Like, I'm telling you, we could preach 10 messages tonight. We could preach the message about how Jesus had to go to Samaria, which geographically wasn't the fact. He had to go because he had to meet this lady. He could have gone another way, which was the more common way. But he went there because he wanted to meet this lady, right? We can talk about how Jesus goes out of his way to reach people who are searching. We can talk about how Jesus crosses cultural boundaries and things that other people are afraid of. Jesus is willing to put himself out there to reach people. We can talk about how this lady who was so ashamed of who she was, all of a sudden went from being ashamed and burdened by guilt to running into the city that and to the people she was avoiding, and actually becoming one of the greatest evangelists that the Bible has ever told us about. We could read the story about how when we receive from Jesus, he himself is blessed. The more he gives, the more he's rejuvenated. And we can come to him with an unending desire and he will continue to supply it. There are so many gold nuggets in this chapter. I'm telling you, if you want something to study, John chapter 4 is yours. But tonight, I've got just these couple of verses from this chapter in my heart, because I believe God wants to use them to bring us to a point where we can meet with him tonight, where we can experience his power and his presence. And so what I want to do is I want to read particularly John chapter 4, verse 9 to 14. And if you have your Bible, you can read along. If not, Katie Douglas has organized this to be on the screens because she's the best. And if you have terrible eyesight, I will read it to you and you can listen. That sounds good. John chapter 4, verse 9 to 14 says this. The Samaritan woman said to him, you're a Jew and I'm a Samaritan woman. This is after she asked for a drink. How can you ask me for a drink? For Jews do not associate with Samaritans. Jesus answered her, if you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water. Sir, the woman said, you have nothing to draw water, and the well is deep. Where can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us this well and drank from it himself, and did also his sons and his livestock? Jesus answered, everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life. This portion of scripture, I believe, is something that God wants you and I to just drink from tonight, to just lean into and to understand. And I've titled my message tonight, Take a Drink. And on that note, I'm going to have a drink. There you go. Thank you, guys. How is that? The youth let me down, but Tomalisa Berry all over it. So good. we're going to pray. We're going to ask God just to help us to understand this scripture and get something out of it. Lord, we just honor you tonight. We thank you that you're here and that your word is powerful. And that as we lean into your word and we receive from you, that God, we can actually ourselves become all that you've called us to be. And I pray that tonight, Jesus, before we leave this room, each person in their place of need would have received from you something that will echo into eternity, something that will help them as they walk from this place. God, we just declare that you are the one that we are coming to tonight, believing that you will meet us where we're at. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. Now, I don't know if you've ever been like parched, like proper thirsty, right? I have experienced this a few times in my life. About a year ago, I was working at Parramatta Park with my older brother at the Trop Fest sort of film festival, and it was 46.6 degrees out in Parramatta. Yeah, and we were in the middle of a park. It was hot, right? I remember another time that I was parched, probably the time when I was thirstiest in my life, thirstiest, the most thirsty that I can remember, right? I'm about 15 years old. I'm with my brother, a couple of our friends, and we've gone for a surf out at Mary's Reef. So we're at Second Lefts out sort of Kurnell. All the surfers are like, shuckers, so good. But it's basically, you go all the way out to Kurnell, and then you go all the way out to like the headland, and we got went there with a mate, he drove us out there, and then you walk from sort of the point there all the way to the reefs, and then you paddle for about, you know, 25 minutes and you finally get to this surf break. Now, it was pumping, right? And we were enjoying ourselves to the point that we didn't want to come in. And the guy that had the car was like, dudes, I got to go. And we're like, well, it's too good. Laters, right? We'll figure our own way home. So then when we finished our surf, after like surfing for like 3 hours and having that massive walk, we actually paddle all the way back. And then we start walking from the very tip of Kurnell all the way past Green Hills, past Wanda, and I'm at this point in a wetsuit with a surfboard in a whole lot of pain and just not enjoying life, right? And I am thirsty as, and I start to get like delusional. I start to think maybe I could drink some salt water from the ocean. It starts to look refreshing. And I'm seriously so parched that I couldn't think of anything else. I'd forgotten about where I had to be. I'd forgotten about things that I was meant to be doing later in the day. I'd forgotten probably my own name. All I could think about was finding some water. And we finally at Wanda, I think, Clubhouse, we found a tap or the shower and just had a good long drink out of that shower. And I felt the energy come back into my body. But that time when I had no water, I tell you what, you can't ignore it. So what happens in the human body is that we're made up basically 60% water. And there's this thing that happens when you don't have enough water coming in, but there's a lot of water going out through evaporation, you know, through going to the bathroom and stuff like that, where we can get dehydrated. Anyone ever heard of being dehydrated? Any white people with red hair out there like me who have ever had sunstroke? You know what I'm saying? That's so good. I'm telling you, dehydration is no joke. Do you know if you lose 10% of your body weight in water, it is considered a medical emergency and you will die if that's not rectified quickly. I'm telling you, dehydration is one of those things that can take a strong person out. Doesn't matter how much, you know, you've excelled in life. I'm telling you, if you've got no water, you cannot function. The human body can do a lot of great things. It can handle a lot of challenges. It can go without food for weeks on end. It has a way to survive. But without water, I'm telling you, the human body stops functioning as it was created to function. Some of the symptoms of dehydration are this: headaches, muscle cramps, you get lethargic, you have a lack of energy, you're unproductive, you get confused, you're a little bit slow, you get irritable. Yeah, that's the truth. You get a bit erratic and you become irrational. And what happens is when we don't drink, when you don't fill yourself with water, when you don't have H2O in your body starts to shut down. It cannot function as it was intended to function. Now, the thing is, and what's so common, is that in our spiritual lives, so often we look at these symptoms and we could almost see them paralleled in our spirit life. We're starting to feel maybe a little bit lethargic, a little bit confused. We're not as productive as we wanted to be. And we start to realize that, you know, maybe in my spirit, I'm a bit dehydrated. Now, do you know what? A hydrated spirit can endure almost anything. A hydrated spirit can take on the challenges that come with life. A hydrated spirit can take on the disappointments that come with our you know, relationships and families. A hydrated spirit can handle the complexities of a big amount of pressure. The hydrated spirit can handle martyrdom. How is it that we see these people around the world, even today, giving up their lives for their faith? It is because their spirit is so hydrated. I think of Stephen in Acts, the first Christian martyr. And basically, he gets dragged before the Sanhedrin. They start accusing him and they start asking him, you know, all these questions. And he's so hydrated in his spirit that he actually boldly stands up in the face of death and declares the gospel. And he starts telling them about who Jesus is. He starts telling them from history how Jesus is the Messiah. And he starts going there. And all of a sudden, people get so angry that they start to like condemn this guy. And they start to say, we're going to kill him. And they start to throw stones at him. And as he's being stoned, he looks up to heaven and he says, oh, I see my Lord. I see Jesus standing at the side of God. And he basically just gives his life over to God. And these stones eventually kill him. How can a person endure such hardship in life? Well, it's because they have a hydrated spirit. Yet so often we find ourselves on the other side of the equation where we are feeling lethargic, where we are feeling like we're confused, where we're feeling like we're, you know, a little bit frustrated, or we're feeling like a bit erratic, you know what I'm saying? We can't quite, and I'm telling you, it's actually a very simple answer. The answer is to take a drink. You don't will yourself out of dehydration. When you are dehydrated, you don't work harder. And I'm telling you, the harder you work, the more dehydrated you get. So what happens is you start to think, oh, come on. Why am I not where I need to be? I should be better than this. I said I'd never do that again. Oh, I had a goal at the beginning of the year to reach this point. Here we are at the beginning of the second half and I'm nowhere near it. I have to work harder. But the thing is, if we're dehydrated, that exertion, that effort, that energy drives us deeper into despair, deeper into dehydration. Yet the answer is right there before us. The answer is ultra simple, and it is to take a drink. Now, when you take a drink, there's nothing real spectacular about it. You stop for a second, you pour yourself a glass of water, and you, that's awesome, you have a sip, you take a drink, you let the water do the work. Now, Jesus said to this lady, if you knew who it was that was speaking to you right now, you would have asked him and he would have given you a drink. He would have given you a drink of living water, and this living water would have welled up within you and it would have never finished giving life to you. It would have been a wellspring of life to you. And what's incredible is as this story goes on, we actually see this woman receive this gift of water that leads to her eternal life because she believes in Jesus as the Messiah. And we read that because a little bit later in the chapter, it says that all the town, like literally the whole town comes out. And after a couple of days, Jesus is teaching them, they say, we no longer believe just because this lady said, we now believe because we ourselves have heard from Jesus. So they became believers. She had become a believer. And we see it automatically transfer her life. Check this out, right? She's hiding from her community. Like she's shame, guilt, middle of the day, hot Middle Eastern sun, she's out getting water, hiding. In a small encounter with Jesus, in a moment in his presence, in a moment hearing his voice, even though he talked about the most heavy things in her world, she received that. And all of a sudden, she became the boldest, the most confident evangelist that we have seen in the Word up until that point. She runs, she leaves her body and she runs back to the city and she's like, oh my gosh, I need to go. You all need to come and see the man who told me everything I've ever done. Now let's just explain this for a second. She's had multiple husbands. She's not married to the man that she's with. She has probably a reputation. She, as Chrissy said this morning, she's very discouraged in her own life because she's been disappointed in this area. And then she starts using that very thing to compel others to come. Not only is she no longer ashamed and full of guilt, she actually says, the thing that my reputation that you all know about, this guy didn't know about it, yet he knew, you have to come. She starts using the thing that she was broken in, the area of her brokenness, to lead people to Jesus. She was so hydrated in her spirit. She had so much life welling up within inside of her that she could face the accusers. She could face the ex-husbands. She could face the friends of the friends or the people that were gossiping behind her back. She could face them with confidence, and she didn't get buckled because of the hydration in her spirit. And all it took was a moment in the presence of Jesus. And how many times have we endured dehydration? Determined to get better, determined to do what we were meant to do, yet find ourselves deeper in the pit of despair. The answer is always, always, always to take a drink. To take a drink from the presence of God. To experience God's love in worship, in the word, in prayer. Take a drink. I'm going to ask the band to come back up. There's two scriptures here that we just read. If you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water. I'm telling you, church, Jesus is the Messiah. You know what's cool as well? When he tells this lady that I'm the Messiah, do you know that is the only time in scripture, apart from his trial, that he openly declares that he's a Messiah? And it's to a Samaritan woman who is outside of his, you know, in a religious expected circle, and he shows her who he really is. Do you know, being hydrated all begins. It all begins with actually understanding who Jesus is. He's not just another guy. He's not just a great teacher. He's not just somebody who, you know, years ago came and lived a good life as an example. He is God. He is the Messiah, which if you were Jewish, that would make so much sense to you. And if you don't understand it, I'm telling you, what it means is that he is the one who is destined to save us. He is the one sent by God, God's anointed one. Jesus is God. And Jesus makes a way for you and I where there is no way. And anyone who receives him, anyone who knows who he is, I'm telling you, the response to revelation is a request. You say, whoa, Jesus? The Son of God, able to take away the sins of the world. You are the one who has made a way where there is no way. You are the one who died on a cross for my sins so that I could live free and forgiven. You know what, Jesus? I need you. I'm telling you tonight, what I want to do first, because I want to spend some time in worship, is I want to pray for anyone who in this room doesn't know who Jesus is. Because I'm telling you, if you knew who he was, you would ask him for this living water. If you knew who he was, you would understand he is the answer to your dehydration. I'm telling you, more money ain't going to hydrate you. A better car's not going to hydrate you. A marriage isn't going to hydrate you. You know, more friends or, you know, more popularity. None of these things will hydrate you. None of these things will help you. But if you know who he is, you quickly realize, my gosh, he's the one that will hydrate me. He's the one that I've been looking for. He's the one that I need. And what I want to do right now is pray for anyone in the room who has never in their heart opened up their lives and said, all right, I've tried many things, but tonight I want to try you, Jesus. I want to believe that you are the one who will give me a wellspring of life that will overflow. And I want to pray for people tonight who are opening up their hearts to God for the first time. Can I just ask you all right now, because this is a moment that's quite private between you and God. Can I just ask you just to close your eyes wherever you are?
Thanks for listening to this week's message. For more info about Horizon Church, please visit our website at horizonchurchsydney.com. Have a fantastic day, and we hope to see you again soon.